You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party's Carmel Cipollone.
Stats NZ has released new data showing the government has missed all of its child poverty targets and that the number of children in material hardship has risen from 144,100 to 156,600. Child advocates are now calling for urgent action on issues like housing affordability, lifting basic incomes, and addressing food insecurity to lift families out of poverty. And the government has announced new measures to respond to retail crime. The government's proposal to expand citizen arrest laws has been met with a mixed response. The proposal has been criticised by business groups First Union and the Labour Party, largely for its risk to workers. And protesters against a sewerage pipeline being installed through the Tapu Lake Rotokākahu have committed to staying at the site after facing off with police. Police arrested seven protesters on Monday night, and protesters have described a forceful police response. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I spoke to Deputy Leader Carmel Cipollone about all of these topics. I started by asking why she thinks there have been no significant changes in the percentage of children living in poverty.
Well, I think the sad thing is that we're not seeing a reduction, which was a prioritisation or a priority for us when we were in government. We have to acknowledge the last few years have been tough. No one saw the economic headwinds that were heading our way necessarily in terms of the inflation increases that came off the back of COVID and also off the back of things like the Ukraine-Russia war. And they had a serious impact globally, but of course here in New Zealand as well. And so we didn't see a reduction of children in poverty, and that is the concern. What I'm really concerned about is the fact that we have a government who don't seem to be taking the reduction of child poverty seriously, and they do not have policies in place that would see that number come down at a significant rate.
The Minister for Child Poverty Reduction, Louise Upston, says the results reflect a prolonged cost of living crisis that began when Labor was in power. Is that a fair assessment?
Oh, I think certainly the cost of living issue were what has led to the stagnation or, no significant change. But we also need to recognise that that was international. There have been times that the government now chooses to recognise that and times when they choose to ignore it. We were not the only ones that were faced with a cost of living crisis. The sad reality is that the government came in saying that they were going to fix it for New Zealanders, and they certainly haven't. New Zealanders are still feeling it when they go and buy their groceries, when they go to pay their power bill, when they're paying their rent, with the rates increases they're experiencing. All of these things continue to put pressure on households and is not going to help when it comes to reducing the number of children living in poverty in New Zealand.
What steps would you take now to address material hardship?
Well, what we wouldn't have done is change the way that benefits are indexed, because they would have gone up faster under us than what they will do now under National. And that was just mean-spirited, taking money from the poorest New Zealanders, whilst on the other hand, giving tax breaks to landlords and also to the tobacco industry. It makes absolutely no sense. We also would be focused on the creation and retention of jobs. We're seeing unemployment skyrocket under this government, and they have allowed that to happen. We're seeing our builders, our tradies, our engineers, our house workers, a range of people go overseas in record numbers because the jobs just simply aren't here for them. And we're seeing more people go on benefit because of the fact that they're losing their jobs. Now, those job losses and that unemployment rate inevitably is going to lead to higher rates of child poverty. And so being focused on the employment and job creation retention would be a priority for Labor.
UNICEF New Zealand has suggested the government should extend the Best Start payment to families with children under five. Is this something you'd support?
Well, we're looking at Best Start. I think there was an intention that we would roll it out more universally as time went on, and certainly didn't get the opportunity to do that to any great extent. And so it's something that would be worth looking at for sure.
Do you think the government's ideas to tackle retail crime will be effective, particularly the expansion of citizens' arrest powers?
No, in fact, it's irresponsible. They are putting our retail staff at risk by even suggesting, let alone giving them the powers to be able to apprehend offenders themselves and to be able to restrain them themselves. We've seen this happen, you know, when the law hasn't been changed or policy hasn't been changed, even previously, where retailers frustrated, trying to reprimand offenders, and they end up seriously hurt. And in fact, I think we've seen over and over again the police saying, you know, do not get involved and do not do that. And now we've got a government saying the complete opposite. I actually think that it's an acknowledgement from this government that they've failed. They simply do not have enough police, despite the promise to have 500 additional police, which they're not on track to achieve, to be able to deal with to be able to have the capacity to respond to the offending that is going on. And so now they're coming up with creative ways for those offenders to be apprehended, but it's simply irresponsible.
How do you think retail crime should be addressed?
Well, we definitely need more people at the front line in terms of our police. Whilst we were in government, we increased that by, I think, up to 1,700. So the government should live up to the promise that they made. They're certainly not on track to be able to do that. Also, we need to look at the causes of crime. Why are people committing these crimes? What is leading them to do this? How can we prevent crime rather than just be focused on how we punish people for the crime once the crime's been committed?
And what is your response to the protests against the Lake Rotokakahi sewage pipeline?
Oh, it is very, you know, disturbing and uncomfortable to watch. In New Zealand, we have the right to protest. Clearly, there is high level of apprehension here with respect to what is going on. Council have a role to play to make sure that all parties feel consulted with and are taking on the journey of any major changes like this. Sadly, what I think, though, is that with the Fast Track Bill, due to the lack of consultation, we're actually going to see more of this.
A lot of people, particularly those nearby at Te Matatini, say the police response to the protests was concerning. Do you agree?
Look, it's uncomfortable to watch. However, we haven't seen or been given any evidence to suggest that the police went beyond their mandate. Of course, these scenarios always need to be managed very carefully, and I guess we'll wait to hear if there's any more information that comes out.
That was Labour's Carmel Cepiloni on the Stats NZ recent child poverty statistics, the government's proposed response to retail crime, and the protests at Lake Rotokakahi.
That was our weekly chat with the Labour Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.